This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Sarah Engstrom. She's the Chief Information Security Officer at CHS about protecting data on the farm during planting season. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
The FBI recently alerted the agriculture industry that ransomware attacks might be more likely to occur during the critical planting and harvest seasons. What makes agriculture such a valuable target?
We have certainly seen an uptick in ransomware events across all industries in this highly connected and digital world we now live in. And in 2021, we saw several severe ransomware attacks in the agriculture space. Like all critical infrastructure, food supply chain falls into that category, and many smaller businesses haven't had the experts nor investments to combat these fraudsters. Gone are the days where we can shy away and say, I'm not a techie person or technology is too challenging. The reality is that everyone needs to get educated and have access to resources to protect their businesses. I believe the FBI is really trying to alert everyone to this risk, no matter how small or seemingly low profile you are.
Sarah, as farmers continue to introduce technology on their operations and their equipment, what are the potential cybersecurity risks that open up during planting season?
There are a few things I can think of here. The first is that it's a busy time. People are tired, working long hours, and multitasking. Those are exactly the qualities these actors prey upon. Secondly, during a critical time in any business's busy season, we need to act fast. And this can sometimes lead to mistakes or not thinking through things, such as prioritizing a system update that's leaving the company exposed. And thirdly, the financial damage caused to a company at the height of their business's seasonality can certainly tempt companies to pay a ransom when maybe they wouldn't have decided to in normal days, but because of the potential restoration timeline in such an event, it really just maybe entices them to make a quick decision. No matter what time of year, we must be on guard at all times, which I realize is an added stress to our lives. And I understand that. I empathize completely.
What should farmers expect from companies they do business with when it comes to data management and cybersecurity?
Farmers should certainly expect that companies are protecting their assets through people, process, and technology. Depending on the criticality of the data shared with other companies, it's fair to inquire into that team, the investments, the capabilities that the company has employed or not, to help make a decision on whether you feel comfortable doing business with them. As we do for third-party vendors who support our business process, we ask them questions from who owns cybersecurity in your organization to have you had a third-party accreditation of your security posture. It's certainly a data point in addition to many other considerations.
Sarah, what steps can farmers take to keep their data safe during planting?
I've shared similar tips before, and these, in my mind, are critical top four. Passwords can be a weak link. Vendor products sometimes come with default passwords, so it's critical to change the default. Key ones to think of are network devices and surveillance systems. Where you can, employ two-factor or multi-factor authentication across your business and personal apps like banking apps and email. Use a password manager tool to help create and remember unique, challenging passwords for sign-ins, and don't use the same password multiple times. Two, scrutinize emails, texts, and calls. Email is the primary method for ransomware attacks. Think twice before you click. Don't change any banking methods via email. And take the time to inspect the email. Who it's from? Is it expected? Is it requesting something that makes sense? And it seems like a new playground for these bad actors is automated scam calls and smishing, which are text scams, which entice you to click a link or give sensitive information. The third is update your device software. Cyber criminals frequently change tactics to use to access data. I like to relate to this analogy like you brush your teeth. Devices need same hygienic care as well. Update your computer and phone with system updates and pay special attention to the source of those system updates. And then the fourth and last is seek help from experts. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, I call it CISA, you could say CISA, the website is cisa.gov. It's a great resource which provides steps companies should take to protect themselves. And it can seem overwhelming if you don't have the cybersecurity knowledge. So they offer a variety of free services, including vulnerability scans and incident response tabletops to help you build a plan for when things go wrong.
That's Sarah Engstrom, the Chief Information Security Officer at CHS. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us here around the table. To learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership, visit cooperativeownership.com.